We are on Daf Chav Dalet Amid Beis by the Mishnah. Chaymer Betrume. The Mishnah started off Chaymer Bekaidish Mi Betrume, that Kaidish is more Chamor than Trume. And now the Mishnah says there's a Chaymer Betrume. There's a Chaymer that Trume is more Chamor than Kaidish. Shebi Yehude nemonim al tares yayin v'shemen kol yemay sashonim. From Yehude, and why exactly we speak about Yehude, not Golil, that the Gemara is going to speak about. Aba al kaponim, by Yehude and Amaoretz will come the whole year to the Beis HaMikdash with yayin and shemen. He's nemon. We accept it. That is by Kodesh, ubishas hagitois vahabadim, af ala trumem. And in Yehude, when are they nemon? When is an amaoret nemon that we assume that the yain and shemen is toyer legabe trume? That's davke ubishas hagitois vahabadim. In this man, when they were making the wine and the shemen, in that man, the amaratzim had an amonis, if they were mafresh truma then, so then they have an amonis that it was betare. Ovru hagitis vabadim, but after that man, passed by, veviu loichovi shel yayin shel truma, and now, and Amaoretz will bring a chavis of wine, lo yekablenu mimenu. So a koyim chaver should not be mekabel this yayin. Avol meinicho ligas habo. This is a meiridik echidish. The koyim does not accept it. If the koyim does not accept the trume from the Amaoretz, if it was not brought to him bizman agitis, that means it stayed bershusa Amaoretz. Speaking about two cases, really. Either he was mafreshit bizman agitis, but it stayed in his reshus, or he was mafreshit later. So the kohen does not accept it. Avol meinicho legas habo. The Amaoretz can say, you won't accept it, we'll put it away for next year. So this same chavis, which be'emtza hashone, the Amaoretz is not believed to say that he was shemeret betare, if he'll give it next year, bizman hagas, the kohen is permitted to take it. V'im oma aloi hifrashti l'soicho revi'is kodesh. Now, we just said before that an Amoritz says Nemonis on Kodesh. He brings Kodesh to the Beis HaMikdash a whole year. He can bring Kodesh. He brings Trume. He's not Nemon, only Bizman Hagites. What happens if he comes in the middle of the year and he tells the Koyim, Hifrashti L'soicho Revi'is Kodesh. I was Mafrish in this chavis, a revius of kodesh. That means as follows. This chavis, there's a full chavis for you for trume. So the kohen tells him that he's sorry, he can't accept it. It's not bizman agitis. So he tells him, you know, but there's one revius in this chavis which is kodesh. That means, and as soon as I give you the truma, I'm going to go and take this revius and give it to the, and bring it for the Beis HaMikdash. So then he's nemon on the truma also. Migdashi says, the migu, the nemon on kodesh, this is already a bissel stiridik. That means if we're going to believe him that this wine is toyer, legabi kodesh, so we'll believe him already that this wine is toyer legabi trume. Now we have to understand how is it possible that he has in this wine a revius of Kodesh. So how do we separate the Kodesh from the Trumah? He has a revius of Kodesh and the rest is Trumah. So how we mevare, which is the Kodesh, which is the Trumah? So Tais is in Chulin, Daf Lamed Hemed Bey says, he has said, Revi'ish Shani Osid Lahafrish Yehei Kodesh. That means he was Magdish already, this Revi'ish. Which Revi'ish? The Revi'ish Shani Osid Lahafrish, it should be now Kodesh. So we have in this Revi'ish, in this Chavis, we have a Revi'ish of Kodesh. That is one Mahalach. Taisus and Zvochim Daf Peiches says, She'ain Magdish HaRevi'is, he's not Magdish the Revi'is, Ve'ain Koyre Shem Ala Trume Boitshu Bechovis, there's no Kriya Shem on the Trume, nothing. Elo Yichto, V'shomro B'taro, Likach Mimeno Revi'is, Acher She'yitroim V'yasa Oysa Trume. So Taisvis, Lucheira will see our Taisvis over here. Taisvis in Zvachim says, Amir de Kechidish, that even though he never was Magdish the Revi'is, he wasn't even Mafrish the Trume, but he was Miyachet this wine, that this wine is going to make Trume, and he's going to be Magdish a Revi'is of this wine to be Kodesh. He's going to do this later. So since he was miyachad, this chavis for Truma and Kodesh, and for Kodesh Lamaisa it will be accepted, so it's accepted already for Truma also. Let us see the Val Rashi on the Mishnah before we finish the Mishnah. Shebi Yehude namonim amei oretz altaras yayin v'shemen shal Kodesh. Migdishu lemizbeach b'shas Hagitois Vahabadim. Now Rashi says that the whole Nemonis on Kodesh is only if they were Magdashit Bishas Hagitois Vahabadim. That means Bishas Hagitois Vahabadim, Rashi had said before, Shakel Metarim Es Kleyim Kleyim Api Chachomim. So Rashi had said on Daf Chav Beis that b'shas agidus v'abadim, it seems chachamim used to come to every gas and every bad, and they used to be metayer everything. So on that zman we knew klar that everything is toya. So Rashi seems to be saying here that Amoritz is Nemon on Kodesh, that means he was Magdashit already Bishas Hagitois Vahabadim. Now, Afal Pikein, Legabi Trume, we will not be Mekabalit, even though he was Mafrish the Trume Bishas Hagitois Vahabadim, Ovru Hagitois Vahabadim, it's finished. Since Lemaise it was in your Rishus, after this man Hagitois Vahabadim, so we have to rely on your insurance that it is still toil, so Lagabi Truma, we don't rely on him. But Lagabi Kodesh, if the Hegdish was Bishas Agitis Vabadim, Namonim Al Shmiroson, Kol Yemoy Sashona, the Shmire, we rely on them. The Big Mora Meforish, Maishna Yehuda the Noket, why Dafke Yehuda, why not Golil? Ubishas Agitis Vahabadim, Hakel Metarim Esklein. Veviloi Ameha Oretz Lekoyin Chover, so Ovul Agitis Vahabadim, you don't accept it. Avul Minicha Amha Oretz Legas Habo, he can put it away for next year. For Ozit Nenno Lekoyin, then I'll give it to the Koyin, which is a Meir de Kechidish, that even though now in the middle of the year we consider that this Trume is not Toher. Afal Pikein, if we'll put it away to the Zman Agas, Bezman Agas, and Amoretz has Nemonis, and he's never to say on the tare, even though there's a cheshbon, because this man agas the metayer klayim. In this chavis, we don't have this cheshbon anymore, because this chavis had remained by the amoritz during the year. Afal pikein, it seems as a loy plug, bisman hagas, they gave the amoritz namonis. Vis lukshema nemon, de migo, de nemon a kodesh, nemon a truma. Since he's nemon on the taras hayayin, lugabi kodesh, he's nemon to lugabi truma also. Kade yayin, vikade shemen hamidu mois, nemonim aleihem, bishas agitois, vahabadim, the kaidem legitais shivim yoin. The Meiri says pshat in the Mishnah as follows. Kigoin shekliza hoyemola yayin. A person had a kli that was full of wine, vadain loinitla trumosai. So lechayr it seems it was tevel. Umetoich shehu nemon al truma sheboy b'shas hagitois. It's not shas hagitois yet. We're speaking about 70 days before the shas hagitois. But since he's be nemon on the truma b'shas hagitois, Nemon ala keli, so he's nemon on the tara of the keli, vafilu kaidem hagitais ayin yoim, nemonim al hakelim hamuchonim lahamid hatruma b'seichem. That means, it would seem now it's tevil, there's no trum in it, the trum is going to be mafresh b'shas hagitais. We'll make it trum b'shas hagitais, but since he'll be nemon on the yayin shebeseichei b'shas hagitois, so he's nemon on the tare of this keli even before this man hagitois, 270 days before. V'af al pi shebiyayin v'shemen atzmon lo hikdimu lehem nemonis ele davke shas hagitois. Legabi the etzim yayin, he only has a nemonis shas hagitois. Levad, obakadim shani, the kadim are different, shememarin, umagdimin, letaira sakalim. So on the kalim already, he has anemones 70 days before the shasagites on the tare of the kalim. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, hamedu mois, meforish bigmore. What this means, Vahashtem Mashme, now later the Gemara says a little different pshat, but Vahashtem Mashme shel tevel. The mois means you have kadim full of tevel. Now what is the Loshen Dimua? Trume vechulen mu'uravim, you have trume and chulen mu'uravim. Agav Urche, I saw an Asven de Reise, in the beginning, he wants to say there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in Yevamos what the Issa of Tevel is. If the Issa of Tevel is an Issa Chodosh, or the Issa of Tevel is Trume Koidem Shehuvra, Vehuvrash. Rashi seems to say in Yevamos that is the Issa of Tevel. Kozman, there's Trume in the Taruvus already. It wasn't Nisbara. Which is the truma? How much truma there is, but there's already a potential truma in every table. The chiyuv misa comes because of this truma hanimtza b'tevel. Before it is mufresh, it's also full of the kahanim. So al kaponim, so he says from this mishneh, the way Rashi says pshat, befurish bazed the tevel truma moreves boy. V'nikre medume mipas hayosei chulon etruma morovim. That tevel is called medume. Usually the dimua, which we are aware of, is if truma falls into chulon. Truma that was mufresh falls into chulon. And here, if we call Tevel Trumah, so we see that that is Pshat in Tevel also. That before the Hafroshes Trumah, you have already a Trumah B'Koyach that's Ma'urev. Shivim Yoyim Magdimim L'Tayres HaKeilem Gitoi Shal Yayin Badim Shal Shem. Let us see Taisvis. Shebi Yehude Nemonim Altares Yayin V'Shemen B'Chol HaShonim. Perish Rashi, Sharashi said, that with their Nemon, Altares Yayin V'Shemen B'Chol HaShonim L'Gabi Kodesh, Im Higdishoi L'Mizbeach B'Shas HaBotzir, Rashi said, B'Shas HaGitois, B'Shas HaBotzir is a little earlier than that. Im Higdishoi L'Mizbeach B'Shas HaBotzir, is Kol Yemois HaShone Ne'emonim B'Shmir. So his name, so Rashi seems to be saying that the Kula, that they were Mekel, that Amoritz is Nemon by Kodesh, that means if the Etzem Hegdish was Bishas, it was, we assumed that it was Tohil. So they were Mekel by Hegdish to say that even though later our whole guarantee of the existence of Tare is through an Amoritz, but since we know Bishas Hegdeshoi, it was Kodesh, and there was Tohel, Bishas Hegdeshoi, so by Hegdish we're Mekel, and we assume it remained Tohel. Va'oma ha'rav rabuchono, dechein yitochin laforish, that is a pshat. De'i beloy Hegdeshoi Bishas Abotzer, so if you'll say that the Hegdish is speaking about, that he wasn't Magdishit Bishas Abotzer, havelei chulen v'nitma betumes amoretz, so it's moiridik modne. That means that you have, he wasn't Magdishit, so there's a din of Chulin Tmeim, and because it's Nitma Betumas Amoritz, V'chikotchi, so late in the middle of the year, he decides to be Magdishit, Mayhave Mishum Da Agdishe Pokale Tumimine, what kind of shot is this? That means it doesn't make sense. If the Kol Zman, he wasn't Magdishit, I assume this is Chulin Tmeim. All of a sudden he's Magdishit, it becomes, Kochim Tahirim. So therefore Rashi says that it is speaking about that Bishasi was Magdishit. We also assumed that there was Kochim Tahirim because of the Shas Agitais. Now, and the Kula of Kodesh is that I rely on Hishmir. The Chazainish is Ma'irer on Tosfos. The Gemara before explained why, are we Mekel by Kodesh, that we trust the Nam Ha'oretz, and we're Machmer by Trumen. So the Gemara says, Mishum Eva, Vetchlei Kalechad Ve'echad Baina Bo Malatzmai, we couldn't make this Hevdel Bein Amaratzim Lechaveirim, and so we had to be Mekel. So the Chazainish asks, so what's the problem? I mean, the whole reason we were Mekel by Kodesh is Shloyei Kol Echad VeEchad Boine Bome LaAtzmoi. That's why we were Mekel. So what's the problem? So we have to be Mekel, Fatik. We have to accept the Kodesh. In the quality of Tahare between Trum and Kodesh, there's no difference. He's the same Amoritz. His Chulin, his Trum, his Kodesh, it's all one quality. And if by a Chover and Amoritz is a din of Tomei, so it's Tomei. But we were forced to accept this quality of Tahare by by Kodesh, like Olechad Ve'echad by Nebom Melatzmai. So what's the problem? Afapiken Teisves held that that would be too muzer, too difficult to understand. I mean, if we gave a stempel on it already, that it's Chulun Tmeim, if we didn't say anything about it, Memela, but already, till now, we said this is Chulun Tmeim, and all of a sudden, these Magdashid, it becomes Kachim Tahirim. Teisves held, it can't be like this. So there has to be some sort of a gedder, so that's the gedder. The gather is that when he was Magdash, it was Kachim Torim, and will rely on his Shmira. Inami, have a Metzino Lameima, be Yichtai Lenesachim Nami. Now, Taisvis wants to go a little further. No. You don't have to say that he was Magdash Bishas Agas. No, Bishas Agas, he was miyachedit for Nesachim. Rigoin sheyedu alonu, we know shechulen heim, sheyichton, we know that this is chulen, that he was miyached for Nesachim. V'chi agdishay, and later when he's magdishit in the middle of the year, ikalameymar sheeimas kodesh olok, that Lagabi, this wine, there was the fear of Kodesh the whole time. So Taisvis wants to be Maisiv. That means Taisvis remains. Stamazoi, Chulin Tmeim, and he's Magdash in the middle of the year. Chazal would never say such a thing. That all of a sudden it becomes Kachim Tahirim. No, Pshat is, Taisus wants to be Moisef. You don't have to say that it is necessary that he was Magdashit Bishas Hagas, but as long as he was Miyachedit Bishas Hagas, so that's also sufficient. So we have this Yichud creates an Amos Kodesh Nashmira Yisere. Enochanami, if it wouldn't be for Eva, we wouldn't rely on this either. But because of the Sfor of Eva, Al-Kaponim, the Darge of Shmire, and this Yayin is Zicha greater than the Darge of Shmire and his Chulim. So that is why we rely on the Shmire of the Am Haoretz, because Eim is Kodesh Olo. Chazanish's Ma'ir Taisvis says a chigoin sheyodua lonu shechulen hein sheyichdon. Taisvis says a Ma'ir de kechumre in the kula. That means he doesn't have to be magdishit b'shasagas, but we know that he was miyachedit. That means it would seem from Taisvus, if he'll come and tell us he was miyachedis for Kodesh, we won't believe him. That's a Meir de Kechidish. We had mentioned before, Taisvus says in Zvochim, V'im omaloi hifrashti l'soicha revius Kodesh nemon. So Taisvus in Zvochim says, hifrashti, this means that he was miyachedit to be mafrish from it, a revius Kodesh in Trume. So it seems he himself says it. Seems we trust him. That ha'ore the Chazanish is ma'ore. That what Taisa says, yadu alonu shechulin ein sheyichtam. V'chein motzino gabi trume besamuch. We find the same thing by trume. That ma'oretz meiniach trume shekol yemois hashone. L'shona habo. Bishas Agitois Litno Lochov. Now Taisvis brings a raya from Trume. Now Lochaire, Trume is a stira to Taisvis, not a raya. Because Trume, the din by Trume is that Ma'oretz is mafresh in the middle of the year Trume. He comes to the Chava, he brings it to the Chava, and the Chava says, I'm sorry, my dear friend, it's, you're not Ma'oretz, it's by me Becheskes Trume. And then later, no problem, so he puts it away in his house, and by the Shas Hagas, he brings it back to the chover, the kohen, and then he accepts it, the save upon him yofis. So we see from Truma Pungfakert, that what Tosfos did not want, that the halacha should be on Abshat. By Truma, we see it is on Abshat. I mean, so what's Tosfos brings a raya from Truma? So the Chazanish wants to say, could be Tosfos held the same lomdis, that if we are makel by Truma, and Bishas Hagas, well, next year we're going to accept it. So what's that Kipshat? So Tosfos understood, because even though he was mafresh it later, the Truma, he was mafresh it in the middle of the year, but Mistome, he was miyachedit that this is going to make Truma. So there was an Amos Truma olav. That's why we'll use it next year. We were machm in the middle of the year, we won't accept it from him. But al koponim, that what we'll use it for, so that what we'll use it for next year is because of Mistome, there was a yichud the whole time, and that's why we'll accept it for him next year. No, there's a chumah b'emtz hashana, we won't accept it from him. Tanya b'tesefte af al pisha makira chover shehihi. Even though the next year the chover is makir that this is the truma that in the middle of the year he turned them down. V'chibfilu b'chover atzmei mashma b'gmori shishenu l'shana habo. The chover accepted it, so the chover shouldn't use it, but he puts it away for the next year for the shas hagas. Okay, let us see the gemara. We hear in the Mishnah that by Kodesh in Yehuda and Am Haoretz will be Menadev Kodesh, Yayin, Shemen to the Beis HaMikdosh. We trust in Amonim, Altares, Yayin, B'Shemen, Kol Yemois HaShone, and by Trume, we only trust them the Shas Agites V'Habad. But it seems that Tafke be Yehuda. Be Yehuda in U'Begoliloi. In Begolu, we won't trust the Nam Horitz. Why not? My time, Omar Reish Lakish said, Golol had a different problem. Mipnei sheritzue shel kusim avsekes beineya. Between Golol and Yehuda, there was an area, a small strip, that belonged to the kusim. The kusim lived there. And this era din of Eretz HaKusim, that Chazal were geyser tuma olof, so it was impossible to bring Yayin Toyer from Golul to Yerushalayim, because they had to go through this strip that belonged to the Kusim, and that strip was Metameh. So Memela Filachova couldn't bring Yayin Tohir from Golul to Yerushalayim because of this strip. So the Gemara asks, V'neisev b'sheida teva omigdol? What's the problem? That means the Eretz shel Kusim, they were Goyzer Tume, because they were Chayish, that they weren't Mitzayim, the Beis HaKvoris, so there's Mesim Kvorim there. Whatever the cheshbon is, so there's mesim. So let's go and take over in a sheda teva amigdol, in a type of a box. We'll put the kodesh in a box, and the bottom of the box will serve as an oihel. Will be a sheda amigdol. It's not mekabel tumet. It says memso, so it's not mekabel tumet. So it's chayitz. It's bifnei atumet. So this will be mile over the mokim, so this will be chaitz, it's on the tumen. So it won't become tummy. So why can you bring it from Golu? So the Gemara answers, Amoni Rebihi. The Omar oil zoruk lav shmei oil. Rebbe holds a portable oil, an oil that is not kavua, does not have a shame oil, and it is not chaitz, it's bifnei atumen. The Sanya we learned abaraisa hanichnas laeretz ha'amim b'sheida teiva amidol. The person enters eretz ha'amim, which is also tomei. a Rebbe metame. So Rebbe says he's tame. The shade of teva middle is not choitzitz. Rabbi Yisim, Rabbi Yudim metai. So Mamele, so our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe. Vreg de Gemore v'laisua b'chli cheres amukiv tzomet posel. So the Gemara says there's another eitzah. Good. Hilchus oyel, oyel zorik loishmei oyel. But we know that a kli cheres is not mekabel tume, only mitoichoi. And if there's a tzomit posel olov, if it's sealed, so the kli cheres is not mekabel tume, period. Whatever is in the kli cheres is nitzel me oyel ameis, not mitoiches oyel. Well, kli cheres, that tzmukim tzomit posel is matzel, kol masha besoichoi b'oyel ameis. So you have an eitzah how to bring the wine. Oma Rabbi Elezer Shoinim Ein Hegdish Nitzel Betzomet Posel. Yeah, that's Meikar Adin, that a Tzomet Posel is Matzel or Kol Masha Besoiche, that it remains toil. But by Hegdish we don't go Meikar Adin. That's one of the Chumras that Hegdish has, that Tzomet Posel cannot be Matzel. Frag the Gemara, is that so? Vosanya, we learned a Baraisa, Ein chatos nitzeles betzomet posel. Eifer pore is not nitzel betzomet posel. My love, hokoidish nitzel. So it seems dafka eifer pore not, or bekoidish is nitzel betzomet posel. So Mo says, loy, hamayim she'eino mikudoshim nitzelem betzomet posel. That's pshat in the Baraisa. Eifer pore is not nitzel betzomet posel. Mayim, that one wasn't Mekadosh yet. Mayim, that one did not put Eifer Pore in it yet. That Mayim is Nitzel Betzomet Posel. Kodesh is not Nitzel Betzomet Posel. Frag the Gemara. So it comes out, you're telling me that Golel has a problem. It is impossible to bring from Golel to Yerushalayim, because there's a strip of land which is tame. So if you whatever you'll bring over will become tame if it's mile over the strip of land. Frag the Gemara for Omar Ule. Ule had said, Chavrayo medakon bigolila, that the Chavayim when they made wine, they were make sure that the wine should be toyer altaris hakodesh, that they should be able to bring it to the Beis Hamikdash. And this is speaking about la'acher chulben habayis. They made yayin toyer. The chsheyibon the Beis Hamikdash, they'll have yayin toyer to bring. So what'll help then Shiyabon the Beis Hamikdash? But you still have a problem. How does the wine come to Yerushalayim? You have to go over this Ritzua, and this Ritzua is Metame. So what is Pshat in these Chaverim? So the Gemara says, Meinichin Ulch Sheyove Leyo V'yitarena. That means the Val, the Shaima, the Yayin. They were Mamtin b'chol yoim that Eliyahu Novi would come, the Beis Hamikdash would be built, and when Eliyahu Novi will come, he'll be able to show them a way to get to Yerushalayim without going over the Shvil. So Memela, that's why they made Yayin Betar. Let us see Rashi. Ritzue shel eretz ha'amim mafsekes ben golel liyehude. Rashi says, by us it says, Ritzue shel kusim. Rashi says, eretz ha'amim. See, Tesis is a big difference between kusim and eretz ha'amim. Al kaponim, Ritzue shel eretz ha'amim mafsekes ben golel liyehude. Birushalayim biyehude. V'efshe lahavion lirushalayim betaru. It's impossible to bring Yayin Betaret Yerushalayim, lefisha gozru chachamim tuma l'eretz ha'amim, afilu shel chaverim, afilu achaver also can't bring Yayin Teret Yerushalayim, afilu shel chaverim shemigolol eini bolin esochim, because of this ritzua. So the Gemara asked, bring it in the shade, the table, amigdol. So the Gemara says, oyo zorik, oil hametalto v'nizrak lav shmei oil yes mafsig bein aviro shel eretz ha'amim v'heim gozru al aviro. They were gozer on the avir. We'll see. Tosfos brings down a gemara in Nozer. It would seem from there gozru al aviro b'chlalus means something else, and then the oil wouldn't help. The Mishnah Melech in Hilchus Tumas Meis says that what Rashi means, he means a Rashi in Gittin, that means as follows, that the din that Rashi is speaking about really means, Rashi means Tumas Oil, that they were geyser, that the offer of Eretz Ha'amim is like a base akvoris, where we chayish that mesim akvorim shom, and the tumah is beikas voila. So that is the problem of avir. That means the avir over the gush ofor is tumah. So why does Rashi say, gozru al avira? They were geyser, that it's metame boil. What's gozru al avira? So the Mishmar says, and that's Mavur and the Sugya in Nozir, that the Emerson, even though they said that it's Metame be'oihel, but there was a unique kula that was said by this oil. The kula was that Eretz Ha'amim is only Metame be'oihel if it's nichnas roishoy veruboy la'avira. That means he entered the mokim. Then it's metame ba'oil. Then it's metame ba'oil. But if he'll just stick a finger over Eretz Ha'amim, he won't become tame. That's why Rashi uses the terminology of avira. That means he has to enter the avira. Roishoy veruboy besoichoy. But then it's a tumas oil. It's not a different type of a tumas. Shainim Tanoim shoinim bereish shene kodesh nitzel betzamit posel ein chatos me eifer pore shene mekadoshim shlonit an eifer aleim adayim. That is nitzel betzamit posel nitzoilim ukshayrim lekat shanachar kach. The water, the me chatos that wasn't this kodesh, the mayim that wasn't this kodesh medakin metarin yeinam v'shimnam lemizbeach. What do they accomplish? They'll never get it to the Beis Hamikdash. We're able to show them a path that they can go through this path to Yerushalayim without going to Eretz Ha'amim. Shiritzue shel kusim mafsekes. Hiksho harav rabuchono, heich oyu mevin eifer pora legolu. How did they bring eifer pora to golu? If they wanted to be metair someone in the golu, how did they bring eifer pora? The efshalasis elbi Yerushalayim. That means the eifer pora lechatchilu was made only in Yerushalayim. Now how do you get the eifer pora to golu out of Yerushalayim if there's this ritzuah? So when it goes through, it passes to Eretz Amim. V'shemo de b'shvil koten ike lohovi derech shom. So Tosfos says maybe there was a very small, thin path, which lemaise was not Eretz Amim. And the mele, so for Eifer Pore, they were able to carry it. Avolahovi Yayin v'shemen l'nesochim, but to bring Yayin v'shemen l'nesochim, they did not want to bring drops of Yayin v'shemen. They wanted, if someone wants to be menad of Yayin v'shemen, they wanted to bring a large amount. Boy shvil godel. And the Chazanish says it'd be very difficult to bring yayin in small amounts. אפגד יוכל אבי מאת מאת אין דרך לטריח בכך. This would be a mere dikitiche to bring wine or oil in small amounts. So therefore, that's why it's considered impossible to bring. Aber zorich in heich oilen leregel min hagolu kiven da afseke lei ritzue nitma oboya zo gimu vizayin. Kida oma perik kayin godl benozer. So how are they oile regal? He says, L'chayre, if there was a shvil cotton that they're able to carry the eifa pora, so each person, L'chayre, was able to go on this shvil cotton. What's the problem? He said, they came with suitcases, and that everything would become tummy. That's the problem. It's very unclear. That means in order to carry the suitcases, they have to already go on the shvil godel. The shaila is so. Eich oilen regel, so they can come up a little earlier. They come up 7 days early on the meikazo shlishi yoshvi. That's one of the kashas of a geveget zeichen zu a tshuva shar Ephraim. That's one of his kashas. What's the whole problem? So they'll come a week earlier. Hiksha harav rabochonon the sanya betesefte eretz ha'amim tmeye mikvoiseho ushvileim tmeim eretz akusim tahoiro mikvoiseho tahoiro mishvileim tahoiro. So rabochonon asked, here was a ritzui shal kusim, there's no problem, dafka eretz ha'amim is tome. This beraisa was said when the kusim were still elach. Later they found their wife there by the zore. Kedisa per kama de chulim. Vachimash me birishalmi da by the zore perik beis. Bo kusoi kumi rabbi yabo. The kusoyim asked Rabbi Yabo, aviseichem are you mistapki mishalonu? That, your parents used to go and purchase things from us. Migneima einata mistapki mishalonu. What happened? Amalahu aviseichem lekilkulu maiseim. Your ovis were ontlich. Atem kilkalta maiseichem. Ditanin en tamon. Eretz Yisrael toimik vaser tahoirim. And it seems Eretz Kusim is not. Now you changed. La'achash niskalku, shaframeyam, it seems shagoz aloyim beperikam edachul. Oyel zoruk lav shmei oyel. Beperikayin godl benozer ome ketanoi. The Gemara wants to say it's a machlekes tanoi. Hanichnas la'eretz ha'amim b'sheido teivo omigdol. Rebbi metami. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda metayer my lab. So the Gemara started off by saying, "What's the machlokes?" The Rabbi sovar mishum avira gozru. Rabbi Yosi sovar legozru mishum avira. Now the first mahalach of the Gemara is not the avira that Rashi mentioned. Avira means that we consider that the whole mokim is tummy, so a person enters, afilu we hold oil zorg shmei oil, and it's choitzitz bein the gush ha'oretz themselves, but finding oneself in the avir eretz ha'amim, that alone is metame. That's what the Gemara first wanted to say. My love, the Rebbe sovah mishum avir gozru, Rabbi Yosi sovah loy gozru mishum avir. Then the Gemara says, loy. The kula alme mishum gusha gozu. They were geyser. We were afraid that in the offo there are mesim the kvorim sham. Mishum avira loy gozu. They weren't geyser. Stamazi avir eretz ha'amim is metame. Mar sova oil zorik loy shmei oil. So now the problem is, if the one is mile over the gush of eretz ha'amim, will he become tummy? Is mar sova oil zorik loy shmei oil? Rebbe holds loy shmei oil, or mar sova shmei oil. Period. That's the second mahalach in the Gemara. That's the machloikis.
So the Gemara says, Vasanye Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda Oima, Teva Meleya Kalim, Vizorko al Pnei Hameis, Ba'oyel Tmeya. So what did you tell me now that Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda holds Oyel Zoruk Shmei Oyel? And that's why Anichnas Leretzam Vishayda Teva Migdolus Toya. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda said that there was a box full of kelim, and there was nizrek al pnei hameis. It's tame. That's what it says in the Gemara. V'koshe may come out. So what is pshat? Tosfos says, what is pshat? Kiven the svira lei shmei oil. So what's that pshat? This halacha amai zorak al pnei hameis tmeya. So why the kelim take tomei oil zoriku v'chaitzitz? What is pshat? How does this stim with Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda? V'yesh meforshim v'asanye loshin kushya have. That the Gemara is asking a kasha. And that goof is the kasha. V'ochi porach kid the peshinen. V'chaitzitz. If it's chaitzitz, so why is it that the kelim are tomei? Why is it that the kelim are tomei? Everyone holds loishmei oil. Because the kul alma mishum avire, that it's not an oil, and the whole shaila is if the avir will be metame. That it's if a person entered Eretz Ha'amim, Ba'if, and that's Loi Shchiach, with the Shede Teva Migdol, they weren't guys on the Av. So, Lechay, that's the Maskonas HaGmor, V'hikshe Horav Rabochonon, the Bishmaiten Mashme, the Pligi, Ishmei Oil Bezor Kiloi, the Machloikis is, do you say, Oil Zor Kshmei Oil, Loi Shmei Oil, V'ochinami V'pek B'kol Ma'arvim, the doiche kolayim the nokatoch elishna doyelzog mishum the mikori boy lemeimolei. The Gemara knows the first wanted to say that's the machlekes we maskana einoi. Boit kosheli the hosam namitzoch leim Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda de shmei oil. That the maskana sa Gemara is according to Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda shmei oil. Kimuki plukte B'shema yoytze roishe v'rube. The Gemara wants to say one mahalach. The machlekes is, are we afraid when he'll be on the shade of teve, he might stick out roishe v'rube, chutz to the shade of teve. V'les lay time da'avir alo shchiyach. No, he holds they weren't goyzer, shema yoytze roishe v'rube. V'amayim etar Rabbi Yosi. Em loy mitam do'il zoruk shmei oyu. So, Mimele, it would seem that the maskonis agmore is that is the machloikis. Or everyone knows Eil Zorg Shmeel, the machloikis is that, ayugoizo shema yoitzi roishi verubai. V'tadekushin leduchta mitevo maleya svorim amai metame. So now we're back to the kasha. So why if Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda holds that oil zoruk shmei oil, so why when one throws over a teva maleya svorim, it's mekabel tumah. V'tiretzri the la'olam emesu the pligi boil zorg shmei oil. There's the maskonis ha'gemara, there's a machlekes of oil zorg shmei oil. And Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda holds oil zorg shmei oil. Now Tosfos says, v'davke, but when do we say oil zorg shmei oil? Kigoin sheido teivo migdol shohilchem. That means if people are holding them, so then we hold, so even though this oil is moving, it has a teiris oil. Avol zorak teiva, but if you have a box which is flying in the air and it is not supported by anyone, is loy havi oil. So this does not have a shame oil. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, there's a Mishnah Melech that wants, I mean, according to this Tosfos, comes out of Meir de Kechidish, that there'll be a difference between besides if there's any other cheschoines, but if we will assume that an airplane and a car is not mekabel tume, so memele, so then there'll be a difference between the chatzitz of an airplane and the chatzitz of a car that is on the ground. So memele, that falls into the category of oyel zorik, which according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Ishmael. An airplane is worse than that. V'chein mashmi v'meseches ayholis, oif apoireyach. The Rashash is a better gils over here. Oif apoireyach, oif hakoifeitz, or an oif that's jumping, v'talis hamanaf nefes, usvinish ishote, loy havi oyo. So all these things do not have a shame oyo. What does munachas mean? The people are carrying it. Then it has a Torah say, Al-Kaponim, our mission is going according to Rabbi. And I feel according to Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Yehuda, Taisa says there's a difference if the oil is being held and moved, or it's just flying in the air. Shainin ein hegdish nitzel bemukef tzomet posel. We heard that the Chazal said that it's a kli cheres, that's mukiv tzomet posel, is not matzel minatume, hegdish. Tzorech in, so Taisus asks, amere dike kashe, amayle choshev le gabi mailes, de trume, gabi mailes, why isn't this brought down in the first Mishnah? De trume motzino bishile hanizokim de nitzeles. Trume is nitzel by a tzomit posel. Boho, the Omar, it says over there, mafkidin trume eitzel amoretz. So the Gemara says, how do you do this? Bemukiv tzomit posel. So we're not chayish of tumas meis. So why isn't this brought down in the first Mishnah chayme bekaydish mi betrume? Rav Rabochon, this is Rabochon on Skash. V'yesh lahakshoyz. Now Taisus has a very interesting kash. Alohoda oma perikama denide. Umakli cheres hamukef tzomit potzel hanitzel bo'oyel hameis. A kli cheres that's mukef tzomit potzel is matzel bo'oyel hameis. Einei matzel b'meis leis shebenide. That means the Gemara says that a kli cheres finds its mukiv tzomet posel. If it's ba'il ameis, it's matzel mashe b'toichai. If anide, which is metame beheset, if anide will move this kli cheres that tzomet posel, so anide will be metamet. So what does the Gemara say anide? That a tzomet posel is matzel ba'oyel ameis, and is not matzel beheset. So Taisus asks, amoyre de kekashe, umay koma, what is the Gemara saying? Ba'may matzel be'meis, by what articles will a tzomet posel be matzel be'meis? Aynu betrume. A tzomet posel is only matzel betrume. V'loy be'kaydish, k'de isa hoche. So by trume, a tzomet posel is matzel. By kodesh, it is not matzel. So we're speaking about tzomet posel that's matzel by trume. Now, b'horchi matzel nami b'meis leisha benide. So trume, there's no tumes hesed of meis leisha benide. The kamar hosom meis leisha benide le kodesh avaloi le trume. The whole chayma of Meis Leisha Benida was only set for Kaidish, and that was never set for Trume. So Taisus asks, the Gemara compares some it possible by Tumas Meis, and some it possible by Tumas Hesed. By Tumas Hesed, it's not Matzel, by Tumas Meis, it is Matzel. So Tosfos says, what are you speaking about? If you're speaking about Kodesh, it's not Matzel by Tumas Meis. If you're speaking about Tume, so it's Matzel, so there's no Tuma of Meis Leis by Hesed also. So where, what case are you speaking about that Hesed is Tomei and Tumas Meis is not Tomei? That's Tosfos Kasha. V'yesh loyma debo loy shayech atzola loy metamolo. So Tosfos says that what Tume is not Tomei by the Hesed, by a Meis Lesha benide, that's not called that it's matzel. They never were machmer the whole chumra of meis leis by tume. So that's not called it's matzel. It's called there's no tume over there. They never were machmer 24 hours before. V'hochi koma umakli cheres a matzel boy a meis b'maishe metamelo kigain l'tume. Ein a matzel b'meis leis b'maishe metamelo da hainu l'kaidish tavke. So that's what the Gemara is speaking about. We're speaking about that Tzomet Posel is Matzel by Meis, by Trume, and that Tzomet Posel is not Matzel by Hesed, by Kodesh.